Hey, Miles, congratulations on being the first pick. Did you ever think that wouldn't happen?
I mean, you got to be ready for all possibilities. I was hoping for the best outcome, but I was trying to be ready for anything.
Hey, Miles, we know you talked about wanting to be the number one overall pick for a long time. Can you just tell us your reaction when you finally got that phone call? What were your emotions like? What was running through your head?
It was really just a weight off my shoulders. I finally get the announcement that what I've been working for is actually come to fruition. And I can actually know where I'm going and know who I'm going up against, know the schedule, and now time to put in that work so I can be prepared to go against the best.
So, Miles, take us through the phone call when Sashi Brown called you. What did he say, and what did you say to him?
He had to call my mother's phone. My phone was, it kind of disappeared throughout the night, and I finally got it back. But he asked if it was me. I was like, yeah. He was like, congratulations on being Cleveland Brown. And I knew it was that time, and they hadn't announced it yet, but I knew it was coming. And then he handed the phone to Hugh, and he's like, I told you I wouldn't leave you hanging. I told you you were my guy. And that made my night, and now I'm just ready to go to work.
Miles, what were your impressions of Greg Williams when you got a chance to meet him, and are you excited to work with a guy like that?
He's intense, you know. I know he knows what he's talking about. He's intelligent, he's smart, and he knows the game very well. So he's going to put me in a position to make plays. I just have to listen and make sure that I become his right-hand man. Just make sure I'm there every day. And there after practice, before practice, just trying to become a better player with my technique, not only with my craft on the field, but my intelligence of the game off the field.
Miles, congratulations. As you know, you're joining a team that won just one game last year. What does it mean to be part now of this new foundation to rebuild the Browns?
I mean, they pick me up because they think they see something in me, and they know that I can help them rebuild and turn this program around. And that's the mindset we got to have, that we can start next year and start whatever we put the pieces together, not only players, but with a mindset that we can actually do this. And I know the players there have that same mindset, and I'm going to keep that feeling contagious. So I'm just prepared for that.
Miles, can you address some of the lofty goals that you have for what you want to achieve and accomplish once you get into the NFL? I've seen some of them, but can you just kind of run through, how great you want to be in this league?
I want to be the best. I mean, the only thing holding me back is me. I have to learn from the veterans and, just pick everybody's brain to, know what they did to stay on track, stay focused, and not get to, get off track at all with their goals and their dreams. So, I mean, going for the rookie sack record and, those lofty goals is something I want to do, but I just want to be the best from day one. And that takes, hard work. That takes going against the best, like Joe Thomas, and, listening, learning, from your mistakes the day before and picking up tips from him and off the tackles and your fellow D lineman.
What NFL defensive ends do you emulate?
I mean, Von Miller, definitely. J.J. Watt, Pepper, and DeMarcus Ware. Those are the guys that I usually look up the most and try to study their game the most.
You said that Hugh had told you that you were his guy all along. Did you believe him in the draft process? And what were your other kind of interactions with Hugh in the front office like leading up to this?
I believed him. I mean, I don't have any reason to think he'd do me wrong. So I just believed in what he was saying. He said I was his guy after we had dinner. And he wasn't going to guarantee anything. But I took that as a, if you do the right thing, then you have a great chance of being a Brown, and that's what I've been looking forward to, and I'm ready to go.
Hey, Miles, I saw a clip of a video today. Your mom kind of made a funny comment when you were asked about the Warren Sapp thing. What was your reaction to the Warren Sapp comments? And does that and other things you heard, you know, criticisms in the pre-draft process, does that motivate you as you take this next step?
It definitely does. I mean, it's just more fuel to the fire, and it's burning hot right now. Everybody thinks that, you know, they can, you know, count us out or count me out. And that's not true for either of those statements. And it doesn't matter what they say. It matters what the pads say, what the grind says when you finally get to the season, how much work you put in, how hard you want to prepare. And, you know, that'll speak volumes, you know, when you get there. You know, it's another season, and nobody's saying.
Can you tell us about the – Real quick, where exactly you're at in your decision to have that draft party with family and friends? And I've seen some stuff on Twitter, like Bruce Smith and Randy Moss are there. Can you just give us a feel for what's going on?
Bruce Smith came to my door, and we went over film and had a little lunch. And he's one of my very favorite pass rushers of all time. So just having him, you know, critique me and tell me what I could do better, it was great. And, I mean, there's stuff I can work on. You know, you saw the little, some of the plays where I didn't give, you know, absolute effort. I was tired, and I didn't, you know, sprint all the way to the ball. But, you know, those are plays you see, and that motivates you to do better. And you're not going to have, you know, great plays every single time. You gotta build off the little details and the glaring weaknesses. But I saw Randy Moss is, you know, one of my favorite players of all time. And just to see him just kind of blew my mind and kind of showed me that this night was going to be, you know, not only special for one reason.
Miles, the Browns obviously aren't done tonight. How closely are you going to watch to see what they do next?
This might be the first time I watched the draft all the way through. But, I mean, they're my team now. I'm looking forward to becoming part of the family. And, you know, getting to know them very well, so I got to know who else they want to get and how they can affect my job and what we can do to make each other better.